Unit 75. Putting the pieces together. A simple form of this amusement may be one of the earliest challenges faced by a toddler as he or she begins developing spatial awareness. Older children may use variations of it, by themselves or with adults, either for pleasure or as a relatively painless way to learn geography. And adults may spend weeks struggling to assemble a 500, 1,000, or 1,500 piece version of it. The item in question is, of course, the jigsaw puzzle. Some researchers find early puzzle prototypes in ancient Greece and Egypt, but there is fairly general agreement that the direct ancestor of today's puzzles was created by John Spilsbury in the 1760s. Spilsbury, a London print shop owner and mapmaker, mounted one of his maps on a thin mahogany board and cut out each country with a handheld fret saw. The immediate success of his product as a learning tool for children created a booming market for all sorts of educational puzzles. Alphabets, charts, and tables, and historical scenes were a few of the subjects of these finely made, expensive works. The pieces of the early puzzles were usually not interlocking, except for the edge pieces. The task of cutting them by hand was too arduous. It was not until the introduction of the jigsaw in the 1870s that mass-produced puzzles with uniform-shaped pieces made their appearance. Jigsaw puzzles for adults became generally available in the early 1900s, still often made of plywood and still quite expensive. They quickly became a popular amusement. Records show that new ones were often purchased on Saturday mornings as the weekend's entertainment, and that for a time they superseded cards as the most popular game at social gatherings.